right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it is official. Woodstock's 50s. Woodstock's 50. Woodstock 50. That's it.
Okay.
Their lineup. It's pretty spectacular. Jay-Z, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Imagine Dragons, The Raconteurs, The Lumineers, Greta Van Fleet, Dead and Company, Santana, Fogerty, those three, of course, part of the original 1969 festival.
Yeah.
Returning legacy acts. Of course, John Sebastian, Country Joe McDonald, Canned Heat, Hot Tuna. A lot of kids out there are going to be going, who?
Yeah.
Who, what? Hot can of tuna? Wait, no, Canned Heat, Hot Tuna. Robert Plant also on the bill. And if you don't know this, Led Zeppelin was invited to perform at the first Woodstock. They turned it down. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, kind of cool. This is a really cool lineup.
I hope there are people that went to the original Woodstock.
Oh, man.
Which would they would be in their late 70s,
oh,
early 80s.
Yeah. Maybe they were 20 when they went.
I hope they go to this one.
I know.
And just stand in the back, just shaking their head.
Well, like, they will stand in the back because they can't walk up front anymore. I'm not walking
they won't
all
survive.
The way up there for the love of God. I've seen Fogerty. I don't even see him that close up for the love of God.
I was not only there, I lived it.
Yeah. You know, Mike, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but we should pull that up for later. Remember when we talked to John Fogerty and he said, yeah, I remember Woodstock. It was a little different than I think people might imagine.
Right.
We'll have to play that. Wendy Williams. Now, she was missing from her show for a little while. And on her show yesterday, she made an announcement.
For some time now, I have been living in a sober house. When you see me come to work, glammed up, right after the show, I go across the street, I do my Pilates, and you know I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past. And I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder, and I just stopped.
Well, good thing, honey, because that's a, I mean, you know, way to go.
Yeah.
Way to share it, boy. And I have something to tell you guys. No, I'm not living in a sober house. I probably should. I should probably be living in a sober house. Prosecutors, oh boy, have offered to drop the charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft if he admits he's guilty. Yeah. Yeah, because
he has to say he's guilty.
Yeah, oh. So he'll be getting off again. yeah, I'm sure those people who hate the Patriots are real happy about that because they're so good at admitting guilt in anything. You know, they're so good at that. So, yeah, you know what? Money helps, people. Money helps.
Does it?
Doesn't it? Wow.
Okay.
That is my painfully deep take.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.